Timmy was just sitting there staring down at his bundled hand. When he got closer, though, Smed saw Timmy's eyes were tight shut. Moisture glittered on his cheeks. Smed sat down across from Timmy.
You go to a doc, like I said?
Yeah.
Well?
He charged me 2 obols to tell me he didn't know what was wrong, and he didn't know what to do about it, unless I want him to cut it off. He couldn't even help with the pain.
You need a wizard, then.
Point me at the best one in town and turn me loose. I can't afford him.
That ain't a him, Timmy. It's 2 hers. Gossamer and spider silk. Top blades from Charm that just took over.
Timmy wasn't listening.
Do you hear what I said, Timmy? We got 2 bitches here straight from the tower. Came in last night, bad mojo. They're supposed to find out what happened up to the Barrowland. Tomorrow or the next day, they're going to borrow a battalion of Night Stalkers and head up there. It's all over town.
Timmy still did not listen close enough to suit.
You get it? They're going to get up here and find out that somebody messed with that tree. They're going to be out for blood then.
Timmy ground his teeth a moment, said,
Be good advertising.
What?
Fish says, they don't think there's any way they can trace us as long as we just sit tight and keep our mouths shut. Meantime, word gets around to all the wizards. Then that's interested will get here and start looking for the spike. Then we put it up for bids.
Smeds was less fond of that idea all the time. Too damn dangerous. But the rest of them, even Fish, were convinced that a sale could be made safely. They didn't believe that all wizards were crazy mean and liked to screw people and hurt them just for the fun of it.
It's just a business deal, Tully kept saying. We sell. They pay off and get the spike. Everybody's happy.
Dumb shit. Everybody would not be happy. There were 1 skillion wizards and only 1 silver spike. Every damned one of them was not only going to be trying for it for himself, they were going to be out to make sure nobody else got it first. Whoever did get it might want to cover his tracks so nobody came looking to take it away from him.
Tully kept saying bullshit whenever Smed started worrying. Even when Smeds reminded him that that was the way wizards carried on in every story he ever heard.
I think I know where's a guy who can work in your hand, Timmy.
Smeds recalled one of his aunts talking about a wizard down on the south side who was mostly pretty honest and decent as long as you paid him what you owed him. The street door opened. Light spilled inside. Smeds glanced around, saw the Night Stalker corporal and 2 of his buddies. The corporal raised a friendly hand. Smeds had to reciprocate or look like a shit. Then he had to stay there talking a while so it didn't look like he was walking out because a bunch of gray boys had walked in. He used the time to tell Timmy about the wizard his aunt knew.
So you want to try him?